Shalom Aleichem. Our journey through Mishnayot together continues in chapter 2 of Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah Gimel. Now, yesterday we mentioned that originally, before the Minim, the heretics, the Kutim, interfered with the Chodesh process and the torch signaling process, they could use torches to signal the proclamation of Rosh Chodesh to quite some distance. Now, Mishnah Gimel is going to discuss how that works. Ketzad hayu masin masot. How would they raise the torches? Mevien klunsaot shel erez arukin. They bring long poles of cedar wood. Cedar is flame resistant. As we mentioned, it was used for spits for grilling the carbon Pesach. We mentioned it Pesachim. Vekonim vatsei shemen. Reeds and oil wood. This is identified as balsam. Noret shel pishtan, and combings from the flax, things that are very flammable, that will light up and burn brightly. V'korach b'mshicha, and they would tie them all together with the string on top of the long cedar pole. V'ola l'rosh ahar, and go up to the top of the hill. U'matzit behen et or, light them up with the flame. U'molich u'mevi malev morid, and he would be waving the torch front and back, up and down. So it wasn't just a static symbol of light, there was actually a specific movement done as the signal. Until he sees his friends, meaning the second stop in this signal chain, on the next mountain over, waving like he was. And so too until the top of the third mountain, meaning the guy on the second mountaintop keeps waving his signal until he sees the watchman with his own prepared torch on the third mountain has lit up and is now signaling towards the fourth mountain. Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah 4, Me'ayin Hayu Masin Masut. And from where were they raising these torches? Mechara Mishcha. Now, Chara Mishcha is Chara Zetim, the Mount of Olives, which is right next to the temple. Le Sartava. Sartava is kind of the next mountain range over. Mesartava Le Grofina, there to Grofina. I believe Grofina is already across the Jordan River. Megrofina Le Chavron, Grofina to a mountain called Chavron. Mechavron lebet Baltin, and Chavron, which I think is in southern Syria, it reached to the Beit Baltin mountain, which is all the way on the border towards Bavel. Umebet Baltin lo zazu misham, and once the signal of fire reached to Beit Baltin, the men on top of Beit Baltin would continue signaling. They would keep waving their torch. They go back and forth and up and down with the fire. Until they saw in front of them the whole Gola. Now, the whole Gola means the diaspora. But what this really means is there were a lot of Jewish villages and Jewish settlements within sight of Beit Baltin, you know, on the border of Babel. So this was already reaching into Syria and into Babel, into Iraq. And so the signaler on top of Beit Baltin saw all these villages lighting up to acknowledge receipt of the signal and to spread the signal even further as far as they could. And it's an amazing lesson. It's an amazing lesson when you hear something that lights up your soul, something wisdom, actionable wisdom, something you can use. Don't just keep it to yourself inside. Share it. Wave it from the rooftop. Hear something amazing? Share it with your friends, your community, and spread the good word throughout the Jewish people. Now, it's amazing what they accomplished without having a WhatsApp group to instantaneously spread the message. They could bring the message all the way from Eretz Yisrael into Bavel almost instantaneously with fire. Now, the Gemara on Daf 23 mentions another technological feat that they would do in ancient times without technology. They used to raise coral. They would rip coral out of the ocean bed without any diving equipment. And the Gemara explains what they did was they brought thousands of men and a huge barge, and they would shovel sands. They'd load sand onto the barge until it was halfway sunk into the water. And then the divers would go down and tie ropes from the barge onto the coral. And then they'd have all these men dump the sand off the deck of the barge to have it lift up again, to have more buoyancy. And that action would rip the coral out of the ocean bed, and then they could harvest the coral and use it for, you know, their furniture and their kalim and the nice fancy stuff. So it can be very impressive what men in ancient times managed to accomplish without the benefits and the ease of modern technology. And of course, in Lima Torah, they accomplished great things in Torah, in wisdom, that we rely on to this day. And they did it even without coffee. It hadn't been discovered yet. So that's truly miraculous, in my opinion. Yashar kochachem and zay gesund.